Good evening, Mrs. Flintstone. I'm Stoney Curtis, your slave boy.
Stoney Curtis? Stoney Curtis! Yeah! Stoney Curtis. Gorgeous, Betty.
Absolutely dreamy. Read the headlines again, Wilma.
With pleasure. Stoney Curtis, famous Holly Rock movie star, checks in at Sandstone Hotel this morning. New movie entitled Slave Boy will be filmed here in Bedrock.
Wilma, why don't we go down and see him in person?
Great idea. Fred can drop us off on his way to work. Which reminds me, Fred, breakfast is ready.
Be right there, Wilma. I'm just combing my hair.
Yeah, that's better. Now I'm my normal, well-grown self.
Good morning, girls. Mind if I have a look at the paper while I eat?
That's what I call a real he-man.
What gets me is that cute little nose.
It's that manly chin that always appealed to me.
And those crazy long lashes.
And the color of those eyes. Did you ever see such a deep green?
They happen to be robin's egg blue.
Green?
Wilma, don't you think I know the color of my own eyes?
Your eyes?
Did you think we were talking about you?
Well, weren't you?
Oh, Fred. We were talking about Stoney Curtis. Look at the back of your newspaper.
Oh, you mean Stoney Curtis, the actor. Yeah, he ain't so hot. Take away his makeup and what do you got?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
Yeah, these Holly Rock guys sure got you fooled. Sit around a swimming pool all day, waiting on hand and foot. By a good day's work, it'd kill them.
Is that so?
Yeah. And this picture of Stoney Curtis, don't you know it's retouched? If you saw him in person, he'd be nothing.
Well, we'd like to go and look at some of that nothing.
So we thought you and Barney wouldn't mind dropping us off at the Sandstone Hotel. It's on your way to work.
Okay, okay. But all it's going to do is make you appreciate me more. Stoney Curtis. Imagine Barney going all the way downtown to look at a movie star.
Well, he is kind of good-looking, Fred. Cute little nose, manly chin, crazy long lashes, deep green eyes.
Oh, knock it off.
Here's the hotel, Fred. You can drop us at the corner.
Okay, but I'm sure disappointed in you girls.
Wilma, will you look at that? Why, every woman in Bedrock must be here to see Stoney Curtis.
And here he is. Come on, Betty. Let's get up close.
Girls, please, will you hold it for a minute? And listen, my director, Rocco Heminger, has an announcement to make.
In celebration of Stoney's new picture, Slave Boy, we are going to have a lucky sweepstakes. The winner will have Stoney as their personal slave boy for one day.
Fill out your cards in the lobby, girls, and good luck.
Did you hear that, Wilma?
What are we waiting for? Let's fill out a card.
Mildred, that's a heavy rock. All right, let's go. this is. That slave driver boss of mine waits till the last second before he'll blow that whistle.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quitting time, yabba dabba doo. Good night, Mildred.
Good night, friend.
Hi, Barney. Sorry to keep you waiting, but that miserable boss of mine, that tightwad, Mr. Slate, wouldn't think of letting you quit a half a second before 5 o'clock. I'm telling you, Barney, he's the meanest, most...
Ixnay, Ed Frey. It's Mr. Eatsley.
What?
Hello, Flintstone.
Mr. Slate. Hiya, boss. We was just talking about you.
Yes, I know. Phone call for you.
Slave? Thanks, Mr. Slate. Like I was saying, Barney, Mr. Slate's a swell boss. Thoughtful, kind, easygoing, generous.
Knock it off, Flintstone, and answer that phone.
Yes, sir. Hello? Flintstone speaking. Who? Rocco Heminger.
That's right, Flintstone. The famous Holly Rock director. Congratulations. You won the sweepstakes. You get Stoney Curtis to work for you as your slave boy.
Oh, me? What are you talking about?
Your wife had the winning ticket, but we haven't been able to contact her. Would you please stop by the hotel and pick up Mr. Curtis?
Nothing doing. I don't want no slave boy around. Wait a minute. You mean he's got to work for me? He's got to do whatever I say?
That's right. He's your slave boy, just like in the movie we're making.
You got yourself a deal, pal. I will be right over.
Gee, Fred, you sure are lucky. Imagine having Stoney Curtis as your own slave boy for a whole day.
This is going to be rich, bud. Wilma thinks this Stoney Curtis is such a great guy. I'm going to show her what a washout these Holly Rock stars really are.
I don't know, Fred. I always heard he's a pretty nice guy.
You've been reading too many movie magazines.
Well, looks like we lost out on the sweepstakes ticket, Betty. But to pick up my spirits, I bought a jar of that new beauty mud. It's supposed to bring out the new you. I'll be satisfied if it just hides some of the old me. Uh-oh, I hear Fred's car pulling up. Talk to you later, Betty.
Nice meeting you, Barney.
Oh, well, likewise, Mr. Stoney. My pleasure. See you in the morning, Fred.
Right.
Nice guy, huh?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something, Curtis. He ain't no phony. Now, shall we go inside?
Sure. But shouldn't we have called your wife to let her know about me?
What for? You're nothing special. Come on. Hey, Wilma, I'm home.
Coming, Fred. Dinner is almost ready.
Good evening, Mrs. Flintstone. I'm Stoney Curtis, your slave boy.
Stoney Curtis? Stoney Curtis! Yeah! Betty, get over here. It's Stoney Curtis. Ah, good evening, Frederick.
Frederick?
And Mr. Curtis, what a pleasant surprise.
Wait a cotton-picking minute. What is this pleasant surprise stuff? You saw us here a minute ago.
Oh, that must have been the maid. Come in, Mr. Curtis, come in.
Thank you, Mrs. Flintstone.
Wilma!
Oops. Sorry, Fred.
Nice place you have here, Mrs. Flintstone.
Oh, my, nothing really.
What?
Oh, would you care for some hors d'oeuvres? Oh, Yvette!
Yvette? Who's Yvette?
Oui, madame. You called?
Yes. Will you please serve the hors d'oeuvres?
Oui, madame.
What's going on here? That's not Yvette, that's Betty.
You're confused, Frederick. Betty is the upstairs maid.
Upstairs maid? We don't have an upstairs maid. We don't even have an upstairs.
Oh, Frederick, you're so droll.
Droll? Look, Wilma, I want to talk to you. Will you excuse us for a minute, slave boy?
Sure, go right ahead.
All right, Wilma. Now, what is this all about? Why is Betty making believe she's our maid? And why are you putting on all these airs?
I'm just trying to have things nice for Stoney Curtis.
Isn't he dreamy?
Well, I won't have all this phony baloney going on in my house just to impress some movie actor.
Oh, it's just this one time, Fred.
He seems real nice.
The deal is he's our slave for a day, so I'm going to put him to work. Probably for the first time in his life. Then you'll see what spoiled soppies these Holly Rock guys really are. Oh, slave boy, when you get the rocks moved and the garage cleaned, you can start building the new wall.
Yes, Sahib, I hear and obey.
After that, you can knock off with some bread and water for 10 minutes.
Oh, Flintstone, you're all heart.
Poor Stoney. Fred's really taking advantage of him.
Oh, sometimes Fred makes me so mad. I'm going to put a stop to this nonsense. Really, Stoney, I'm so embarrassed. Fred is just being stubborn.
Oh, I don't mind. The deal was for me to be a slave boy.
But Fred is carrying things too far. I want you to stop working right now.
You mean you don't want me to be a slave anymore?
Right.
Well, then I'll just have to talk old Fred out of it.
How?
You just leave it to me, Wilma. A 1,000 pardons, Master. How high should I make the wall?
Oh, it don't matter. A couple, 3 feet is okay.
As you command, Master. Wait a minute. Say that again.
I said a couple, 3 feet high is okay.
Beautiful. Such diction. Obviously, you've appeared on the stage.
Oh, me?
Come on now, don't hold back on me. I know a highly trained voice when I hear it.
Well, now that you mention it, I was in a play once in drama school.
I knew it. You've got actor written all over you.
No kidding.
As a matter of fact, there's a part in my movie you'd be perfect for. But you'd never consider it. I better get back to work.
No, wait a minute. Hey, what's all this about a part for me?
Well, I can't talk about it now. I got to get back to work.
Oh, forget it, pal. That was just a gag. Tell me, Mr. Curtis, you really think I could be in your movie?
You report on the set tomorrow morning, Fred. See you then.
E-ever-dever-doo! Hey, Wilbur! I was wrong about Stoney, baby! He's a swell guy!
Well, I'm glad you finally realized how wrong you are.
Yeah, Stoney convinced me I'm in the wrong business. Tomorrow morning, I begin a whole new career.
What? What are you talking about?
Tomorrow, Wilma, a star is born. And don't you worry, my dear. No matter how famous I become, it won't spoil me. I'm going to be the same sweet Fred Flintstone you know and love.
Isn't it thrilling, Barney? Fred's going to be an actor.
Stoney's giving him a small part just for a gag.
Well, I wish Fred would come out of the house already so I can wish him luck. I'll be late for work, and that's no gag.
Good morning, Bernard.
Holy mackerel.
And how are you, Mrs. Rubble? And you, my adorable wife? It's a beautiful morning, if I do say so myself.
Fred, what on earth are you dressed up like that for?
Have you forgotten, Buttercup? My new career starts today. Fred Flintstone, working man, is no more. Say hello to Fred Flintstone, movie star.
Movie star? Stoney said it was just a small part.
Just to introduce me to my public, Wilma. After that, women will mob me. They'll clamor for my autograph, for a lock of my hair. But don't worry, honey. The screams of the adoring mobs won't turn my head. I intend to be a simple, unspoiled movie god.
Movie god?
Yes, Wilma, a new life beckons, and we'll have to get ready for it. I've already turned in my resignation at the quarry.
You quit your job?
And I'm selling the house.
You mean you're going to move? Where?
to Holly Rock, of course, where us movie gods live. So long, Wilbur. I don't want to keep you waiting the first day, you know.
Fred, just a minute. I want to talk to you.
No time, Wilbur. My public awaits.
Oh, this is awful. I'd better call Stoney and prepare him for this.
No, he hasn't arrived yet, Wilma. Is something wrong?
Wrong, I'll say. He's quit his job and wants to move to Holly Rock. He thinks he's a movie star. Please, Stoney, you've got to do something.
All right, Wilma, don't worry. I'll take care of it. Oh, Rocco, I want you to do me a favor.
How much will it cost me?
Nothing, Rocco, nothing. I want you to make Fred Flintstone my understudy.
Understudy? Are you out of your mind?
Take it easy, Rocco. He wants to be an actor, and Mrs. Flintstone wants me to discourage him. Now, here's the plan. You go to Miss Nock and then we'll...
Understudy? Of course I can handle it. And maybe I can do the same for you someday, Stoney. You're the director, I presumed. I think my profile's better than my full face, don't you?
Yes, it is only half as frightening.
You better report to wardrobe and get your costume, Fred. We're ready to shoot.
Right, Stoney baby. And you know something? For a guy who's gonna lose his job to me, you're okay.
All right, Stoney, we're all set. Roll 'em.
Ah, your royal highness. I know I'm only a slave boy, but I cannot resist your beauty.
Kiss me, slave boy.
Cut! Understudy, you're on.
Who, me?
Right, Fred. You pick up where I left off.
But you were about to kiss her.
Uh-huh, that's your job. Go ahead.
Wilma won't like this. Do you mind?
Of course not, silly. It's in the script.
Come on, Flintstone. We got a picture to shoot. Start acting. Roll up.
Kiss me, slave boy.
Aha! You, a slave boy, dare kiss the queen?
All right, cut.
You were great, Fred. Sensational.
I was?
Mm-hmm. Real hard. Like you were really hurt.
Oh, it was nothing. Just good acting. Oh, boy, what a wallop that guy had.
I don't like it, slave boy. The king's guards can be anywhere in these hills.
I am not afraid. I've got to deliver this message for the queen.
It's your life. Good luck, slave boy.
Cut! Okay, understudy, get in there.
It's your life. Good luck, slave boy.
There he is! There's slave boy! Let him have it! Yikes!
Cut! Print it!
You're a natural, Fred. I can see you were cut out for this easy life.
Oh, boy.
Slave boy, you are about to meet your end.
You don't frighten me.
We'll see how you feel when the ferocious Trocadoras enters the arena.
Trocadoras, huh? Only one, huh?
All right. We'll make it three.
Cut! Get in there, Flintstone, and make it look good.
Yes, sir. Make it look good, he says.
This is your big scene, Fred.
But what do I do?
Just stand here and look brave. See you later, Fred.
All right, roar 'em. Let the Trocadoras in.
Great, Fred, great. Now, in the next scene, you really act. You meet the man-eating crocodile.
Man-eating crocodiles? Hold it, Stoney, hold it. I've been thinking about this acting business, and it's not for me. I'm too rugged for this soft life.
I understand, Fred. Come on, I'll take you home.
I owe you an apology, Stoney. You're not a spoiled softy after all. You're a regular guy. And I am no actor.
Thanks, Fred. I didn't mean it to be so rough on you.
I'm glad it was. Knocked some sense into me. All I know is if my boss will take me back, I'll be glad to be plain old Fred Flintstone and live right here in Bedrock.
I'm afraid it's not going to be quite that easy, Fred.
Huh?
A man bought our house today. He's bringing his wife over tonight to look at it.
He can't do that.
Gee, I'm afraid he can. I signed a contract with the real estate agent this morning and told him I wanted immediate action.
Oh, Fred, what'll we do? I don't want to move.
Wait a minute. You said he's coming over tonight?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I did a scene in a movie once. It just might work. Want to give it a try?
You bet.
Anything.
Okay. Now, here's your chance to be an actor, Fred.
Oh, I love it, Willie. It's just perfect.
Then we'll take it. And don't try to weasel out, Flintstone. We got the signed contract you left with the agent.
Weasel out? Me? Not on your life. I'm all packed and ready to move right now.
I'll get it. Oh, hello there.
Hiya, Wilma, baby.
Tiger.
Who's that?
Valentino Amuro, our next-door neighbor.
He's just a neighbor?
Yeah, a friend of the wife. I'll introduce you right after they break it up.
Say, who is this enchantress? Been holding out on your old pal, huh?
This is Mrs. Rockendorf. She's gonna be your new neighbor, Valentino.
Well, well, well. How charming. And your first name, my little dove?
Mabel.
Oh, lovely. Tell me, Mabel, do you believe in the good neighbor policy?
Say he lives next door?
Yeah, he's an artist. He's home all day.
Oh, Fred, I can't leave. I just couldn't stand it. My whole life is here. Oh!
She must really like this house.
Let's just say she digs the neighborhood.
Mabel, my dear, may I show you the garden by moonlight?
Love to!
Just a minute, it's kind of dark out there.
Of course. I'd love to paint your picture someday, if I could get some fireproof canvas.
I see now why your wife doesn't want to leave here.
Hey, tell you what, Rockendorf, I'll knock off $1,000.
Mabel, come back here.
I'll make it 2,000. Your wife will love it here.
That's what I'm afraid of. The deal's off, Flintstone. I wouldn't take this house if you gave it to me for nothing. Hey, Mabel, let's go home.
Oh, Fred, it worked.
Yabba-dabba-doo. Thanks to Stoney, we have our house back.
I gotta admit, you two did a great job of acting. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Stoney.
We'll always be grateful.
So long, folks. See you in the movies.
So long, Stoney.
Fred, did you hear what he said?
Huh? What do you mean?
He said I did a great acting job.
So?
So I was thinking, maybe there's a part for me in his next picture.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Stoney, just a minute. I want to talk to you.
Wilma, come back here. Cut it out, Wilma! No more actors in this house! Wilma!